From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. On what may be the eve of war, members of Congress from both parties are rallying behind American troops, and some Democrats have decided to hold their criticism of the president, if not his policies. The situation's a little trickier for those who want Mr. Bush's job in 2004. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports on how the presidential candidates are handling the divisive issue of the war in Iraq.
How do you campaign against a president conducting a war? Well, that depends. If you're Howard Dean, an outspoken opponent, you carry on as usual.
I am not going to withdraw from criticizing the war. I think the war is a mistake. I think this is going to have some long-term repercussions for the foreign policy of the United States. I fully expect that the United States is going to be victorious in short order, and I think that's a good thing. If we're going to go in, we might as well do the job right. You never root against your country, and I'm certainly not going to do that. And you always support the troops, and I'm certainly going to do that. But I can't suddenly change my view and think that the president is doing the right thing just because he's doing it.
But Dean says there will be some things he'll do differently. In the near future, he will not criticize the president directly, and he will avoid the kind of partisan applause lines attacking the president's policies. The other major candidates, Senators John Kerry, Joseph Lieberman, and John Edwards, and Congressman Dick Gephardt, all voted for the resolution giving the president authority to wage war. Since that vote, they've all been critical of Mr. Bush's diplomatic efforts. Now, for those candidates, that criticism will stop. On Monday, Senator Lieberman called the president's foreign policy unilateralist and divisive, but he added,
"We cannot and should not allow our broader policy disagreements to become an excuse for avoiding our fundamental constitutional responsibilities to defend American security and the safety of the American people. It is time to come together and support our great American men and women in uniform and their commander-in-chief."
John Kerry handled the matter yesterday by giving a speech on homeland security and keeping his remarks about Iraq to a minimum.
"I think Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction are a threat, and that's why I voted to hold him accountable and to make certain that we disarm him. I think we need to. But it's not September 11th, folks. And the fact is that what we've learned is that the war on terror is much more of an intelligence operation and a law enforcement operation."
There is a deep rift in the Democratic Party over Iraq. Some top congressional Democrats continue to criticize the president, and on the campaign trail, the anti-war position is very popular. But still, Kerry, who was booed for his vote on the war at a party gathering last weekend, says in the first days of the conflict, Americans need to band together. Of course, the candidates have to decide not only what to say, but how to campaign. All the candidates are currently rethinking their schedules, trying to determine what events strike the right tone in the early days of the war. Steve Elmendorf is the Gephardt campaign's chief of staff.
"I mean, day by day, you have to make decisions based on what's going on about what you think is appropriate. And I think it clearly, you know, large partisan rallies attacking the president would be inappropriate. You know, I think giving your major speech critiquing his foreign policy would probably be inappropriate. But I don't think that, having a house party in Iowa with 30 concerned citizens talking about what's going on in the country is necessarily a problem."
Former Democratic Party Chair Joe Andrew, who was in Indiana this week planning a gubernatorial bid of his own, says the candidates would be wise to change the subject.
"What I'm hearing here in Indiana is that people do not want to hear presidential candidates talk about the war or criticize the president's actions in going to war once bombs start falling. That actually frees presidential candidates to talk about some things that people really care about and that they also feel they can do something about, which is improving the economy, making sure that we can have better paying jobs for people across the country."
Of course, whatever they talk about in the coming days won't get wide notice, since the media will be preoccupied with the war. That may not be helpful for candidates like Dean or Al Sharpton or Dennis Kucinich or Carol Moseley Braun, for whom news coverage is like oxygen. But, says Joe Andrew, for the others whose main task at this early stage is raising money, being ignored may be a good thing.
"A news blackout probably is probably bad for those candidates that are focusing more on earned media and is probably somewhat irrelevant to those candidates that are focused on raising the money."
A news blackout may have another benefit for a party that's been unable to speak with one voice on Iraq. For the Democrats, it will take the spotlight off the divisive issue of the war. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.